1045. Remember to tune in every Tuesday at 7:30 hours on One Love Radio. God bless.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines: opposition leader says 2026 campaigns are boring due to fear and silence. Former Kawata Ward 5 councillor pledges to improve administration of CDF. In foreign news, Senegalese president names new 30-member cabinet. And in sports, APSA Cup Glory softened league title, Glow says Chilimina. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Information and Media has clarified remarks delivered by the Secretary to the Cabinet during the United States of America National Day celebration held on the 28th of May 2026 regarding the reported $1.5 billion US five-year grant covering the period April 2026 to 2030. Ministry Permanent Secretary Tawo Kawana says in his remarks, the Secretary to the Cabinet acknowledged and expressed appreciation for the government of the United States of America's offer of support to Zambia through the proposed grant. Mr. Kawana says the remarks were intended to recognize the commitment and goodwill of the United States government and should not be construed to mean that a formal agreement has been signed. He says the government has not yet signed the proposed $1.5 billion US five-year grant, as the grant remains under negotiations as previously communicated. He, however, says government appreciates the commitment by the United States government to support Zambia through the proposed five-year grant aimed at saving lives, strengthening systems, and improving the well-being of the Zambian people. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security says the designation of Air Traffic Control Services, Civil Aviation Security, Electro Services offered by employees of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, Torpoint and Weybridge operations, as well as the supply and distribution of petroleum services as essential, has taken effect following the gazetting of Statutory Instrument No. 47 of 2026. Ministry Public Relations Officer Mwaka Ndawa says the statutory instrument cited as the Industrial and Labour Relations Essential Service Declaration Order 2026, signed by then Minister of Labour and Social Security Brenda Mwika Tambatamba, was issued pursuant to Section 107.10G of the Industrial and Labour Relations Act following Cabinet's approval at its ninth meeting held on the 14th of May 2026. Ms. Ndawa says government's decision to declare such services as essential followed extensive consultations with social partners through the Tripartite Consultative Labour Council. She has revealed that the declaration is intended to protect workers' rights while ensuring uninterrupted delivery of critical services that are essential to maintaining economic stability and basic societal functions, particularly during emergencies. Government has since urged employees operating in sectors declared as essential to identify employees designated to perform essential services and issue them with essential service certificates in accordance with the law. Former Kawata Ward 5 councillor and independent aspiring parliamentary candidate for Kawata constituency, Mainda Simata, has pledged to improve the administration of the Constituency Development Fund CDF if elected in the upcoming general elections. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Simata says he has observed that despite the CDF being the primary driver of development at constituency level, bureaucratic procedures continue to delay projects' implementation and limit the fund's effectiveness. He says there is need to reduce bureaucracy in the management of the fund and and ensure that development projects are identified directly by community members rather than being influenced by constituency leaders or CDF committee. Mr. Simata further stresses the importance of strengthening policies that place commitment at the center of decision making and accelerating the implementation of projects to avoid prolonged delays.
I feel that certain administrative challenges that need to be ironed out in terms of how the CDF is dispersed. As you know, the CDF is the primary driver for development within the constituency, and it now stands at 40 million. So my experience has shown me that there are better ways of administering this fund. Number one, to cut out the bureaucracy or reduce the bureaucracy. And number two, to ensure that the projects are not derived from CDF committees or the leaders of the constituency, but they are derived from the people that are on the ground who determine their development priorities. As at now, that requirement for projects to be suggested by the community are simply academic and on paper. So we need to strengthen the policy to ensure to say that all projects are recommended by the people themselves who are residents of the area, rather than suggested from the top.
Now, Democratic Union presidential candidate Akim Anthony Njovu has described the 2026 election campaign as boring, saying the silence on the ground is worrying and may indicate that citizens are not free to express themselves. And Njovu has projected serious voter apathy in the upcoming elections due to the political situation in the country. Speaking in an interview on the political mood, Njovu noted that continued pressure on opposition political players has contributed to the muted campaigns. He further pointed to voter apathy among young people who he says feel betrayed by UPND's failure to deliver on campaign promises made ahead of the 2026 general elections. Njovu has, however, urged Zambians to participate in the electoral process despite the hostilities and rally behind the Democratic Union for a fresh and better Zambia.
When citizens go quiet during elections, it usually means fear. It means people don't feel free to speak, to rally, to choose. We are seeing it everywhere. Opposition players are under pressure, independent candidates are pulling out of races, and young people, they are checking out. They feel betrayed after the promises of 2021. UPND says they have performed, but on the ground, there is no money moving, no energy, no hope. Zambia, elections are not a waste. They are your power. Even with hostility, even with fear, please show up on August 13th. And to UPND, if you truly believe you are popular, then prove it on a level field. No intimidation, no paid withdrawals. Let the people decide.
Agriculture News.
Agricultural expert Masbeg Shamilimo has encouraged poultry farmers to diversify their bird production, warning that over-reliance on a single species could negatively affect bird diversity in the country. Speaking on One Love Radio's neighborhood program, Mr. Shamilimo says Zambia's poultry sector is largely dominated by chicken farming, particularly broiler production, while other bird species continue to receive little attention. He noted that poultry farming presents opportunities for diversification through the rearing of birds such as ducks, goose, and free-range chickens, which can provide access to alternative markets and may be more affordable for small-scale farmers and start-up farmers. Mr. Shamilimo further observed that the one common mistake made by many farmers is venturing into poultry production without fully understanding the breeds they intend to keep. He says this often results in costly errors that affect productivity and profitability due to inadequate research and consultation.
Okay. Apart from broilers, you can venture into ducks. And if you look at the duck, though, it is even big compared to a chicken. It has more steak. Okay, even the rearing part. Yes, broilers may be good because of the duration that they have. Within 5 weeks, they're able to sell off. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, we can also, when you move at a commercial side or at a business side, when you start rearing of these other birds that we have, you will find that the demand is even more high. And once we do that, like I said earlier on, we're not just promoting business, but we're also promoting people to know that we have this type of species on board and to trigger them to have interest in keeping them. when we also look at, for example, guinea fowl or turkey production, you find there are few people who are doing it. Why? It is because of exposure at some point.
Okay.
We only believe that if you want to move into bird production, you are good to go with the broilers for meat production.
We took a break. To stay tuned.
Start your day informed.